I'm joined by Minotaur's head coach, Conor Brennan. Conor, can you assess that game? A fantastic win for your side?
Yeah, we're absolutely delighted. That puts us in a pole position now to make the playoffs from the Southern Conference, or the Southern Group. We found the going quite tricky early on. Galway were they were tough, they were determined, and they made life very, very difficult for us. So it was only 7-0 at half time. So we adjusted at half time, we cut out some of the mistakes, and then the first couple of drives at the start of the second half really pounded the ball, and we made life very, very difficult for them. We got a couple of quick scores, and after that then really we were in control. And really the last score was just the icing on the cake. Then we turned the ball over and ended up getting a nice little throw and catch from Dermot Croon to Jack Lynch. So yeah, very, very happy with the performance. Lots to learn from. At the same time, lots of mistakes were made, but no, like I said, we're happy with where we are. You know, winning record, very, very good chance of going through to the playoffs, and then anything can happen.
Yeah, you defensively, you were superb today. Big interceptions, big stops, and you ran the ball very, very well on the ground.
Yeah, we did the basics right, I think. I think we did the basics right. We played very, very strong defence. You know, players like Jay McBride and Gordon Murphy, you know, they've been unbelievable this year. They really set the tone, and we are quite stingy. I think we're the second best defence, certainly in our group anyway. Not sure about the others, but yeah, it all starts there. And once you can keep a tight control in the other team's offence, on the other side we can run the ball well, grind the clock. You know, Niall Corcoran did unbelievable running, Rafa Montero there as well, and Joe Kinnan, it's great having three backs like that can just keep stay fresh. And that was the other thing as well. I think we stayed fresher for longer. We could rotate a bit more. I think our offence is suited to the long game, the four-quarter game. And I think that told in the end as well.
And 4-2 now going forward?
4-2 going forward. We play the Wexford Eagles next away in Wexford.
Not a very easy game. They're on a roll. They've gone 6-0 now today.
6-0. So well, there you go. Kind of says it all, really. They're such a strong outfit. They've everything, numbers, good organisation, great coach, great players. We played them in a pre-season game at the start of the year, and I think we'll take a lot heart from that pre-season game because we were low in numbers and we still put up a good fight against them. And we played an awful lot. We played them twice last year and we won one, lost one. So who knows? Who knows? But they're the team to beat, no doubt about it. They are the team to beat in our group. We just have to make sure that we don't do anything silly now these last two games and put ourselves in a position where we might not make it all together. Because once we're in, we can just go 0-0 and then you know, just go from there.
That's to be some game to look forward to between yourselves and Wexford.
Yeah, top two, I think, or maybe I'm not quite sure how West Dublin got on today, but you know, it'll be, we know each other very, very well. I mean, as I said, we played friendlies against each other. We played twice last year, so I don't think there'll be anything new, but they'll know our strengths, we'll know their strengths and weaknesses and all the rest of it. And it'll be whatever team turns up in the day. We will be going. We will be very, very determined. Chatting to the lads after that game, they're up for it now.
Belief
and confidence is flowing. So we will train, you know, during the week and Sunday again with the intent of winning that game. Absolutely no doubt about it. But like I said, Wexford are a great team, and I'm sure their coach is going to. They're pushing for a perfect season, I reckon. If that isn't their goal, then, you know, they're doing something wrong. But it'll be a tough game. Good game to watch, I'd say.
Yeah, lovely. Thanks very much, Conor. Appreciate it.
No problem.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.